College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And check out The Drive at 5, top stories every weekday afternoon at 5 o'clock, brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. Demand the yellow van. And on the Big K Morning Show, I am joined by Sean Gibson, who is the great-grandson of baseball legend Josh Gibson. And he's become somebody I'm very familiar with over the years here in Pittsburgh and the great work he's doing with the Josh Gibson Foundation. Sean, good morning.
Hey, Larry. Good morning. How you doing?
Well, we begin Black History Month, and I think that sport has been one of those areas where over time we have seen, really in some cases, the first integration, and you have been a igniter of making that happen when it comes to Major League Baseball. I mean, it's been a year now, but to include the great legends like your great-grandfather and their statistics to make it, you know, in an era where they weren't permitted to play in the majors, their legacy has finally been heard after all these years, thanks in large part to you.
Well, thanks, Larry. Well, I will say this, not just me. It took a committee, but I was definitely involved. And like you said, it was a great year, excuse me, in 2024. Actually, May 29, 2024 was the actual date that Major League Baseball officially announced the integration of Negro League statistics. And as you mentioned, that day was great, not just for the Josh Gibson family, but all the other family members of Negro League legends and greats. But yeah, man, it was a great time, you know, especially for Josh. You know, Josh is ranked in several Major League Baseball categories, number one in several of them. As we all know, he took over the lead for career batting average at .372, surpassing Ty Cobb. So in a single season, batting average of .466 with the Homestead Grays in 1943. But, you know, as you mentioned, that was a great time for everybody. But I think most importantly for myself, you know, we have a guy, another organization I have called the Negro Leagues Family Alliance, who is one of three players from that era. They did the stats. So they took the stats, Larry, from 1920 to 1948. And there were three players still living in that area, in that era. And unfortunately, during that time, Willie Mays passed away. He passed away. We all knew that he passed away. And so right now there's two players living. Bill Greason, who's 100 years old, just turned 100 last year. And then Ron Teasley just turned 98. So it was very exciting for those two men, especially Ron Teasley, because Greason did play in the majors, but Ron Teasley never played in the majors. So it was very exciting for myself and to see his family get recognized at 98 years old before he passed away.
And I know that was one of your goals and, pardon the expression, a major league goal that you accomplished. And now, what does the Josh Gibson Foundation represent? As you know acutely, the diversity, equity, and inclusion being challenged, mm-hmm. even Black History Month being questioned at the federal level by some, it seems like taking a step back.
Yeah, you know, it's unfortunate about the whole situation on the government level with the DE and I. I did see something this past weekend where, you know, the president did sign a proclamation to continue Black History Month. But as African Americans, you know, we're going to always celebrate Black History Month, no matter what the government says or, you know, things like that, DE and I, because this is our history. This is something we're going to recognize regardless. I think this started in 1976, Black History Month started. And, you know, we will always continue to celebrate Black History Month through the Josh Gibson Foundation as well as others. But for the Josh Gibson Foundation, it's more about our brand. We're focusing on our brand with Josh Gibson. We're starting to do some things in the Washington, D.C. area this year. I want to build our brand there as well, which just happened to be where the White House is at, right? So. Unfortunately, I mean, unfortunately, we are excited to work with the Nationals this year coming up. They will have a Josh Gibson bobblehead night and some other things that's going on. One of the unique things is a statue of Josh Gibson in Washington, D.C. At the Nats Stadium. They're going to include Josh's stats on his statue. So we're very excited about that. But as far as all this talk with the Black History Month, you know, as far as the Josh Gibson Foundation, you know, we're feel as though like this is part of our history, and Josh is a plays a major role in African American history. We're going to continue on going, so celebrating that.
And Pittsburgh, with you know, obviously the Crawfords and the Grays, are part of that great history and something that our region should continue to celebrate. I know that the Pirates do, right?
Yes, yes. As you mentioned, right, we have two of the greatest baseball teams in the Negro Leagues, just happen to be right here in Pittsburgh. As you mentioned, the Crawfords and the Grays, and Josh played for both. And we do work with the Pirates and celebrate the Pirates back in 2022, in the inaugural season of the Pirates Hall of Fame. They included Josh and Buck Leonard and some other great Negro League baseball players into their Hall of Fame. There has not been one since then in the Negro League, so we're hoping that another Negro League player gets into their Hall of Fame. But, yeah, you mentioned we have some great, rich tradition here. And I just believe the city of Pittsburgh is a sports town. And whether it's the Pirates, the Penguins, the Steelers, hit basketball, they embrace the Negro League history as well, because that is part of our Pittsburgh history. We always celebrated the Pittsburgh history, including the Grays and the Crawfords.
And I think, John, sports has helped break down some of those barriers, because, you know, when you're a fan, you're rooting for the team and the players. And I think we finally reached a place, certainly in football, in the NFL, where people no longer say what color the skin is of any particular player. Do you agree?
Oh, I definitely agree, Larry. I mean, just running the Josh Gibson Foundation, of course, we're not just, you know, I get a lot of calls, Larry, about is this organization just for African-American kids? And they assume that because of, one, Josh Gibson, and, of course, the name Negro League. And I tell them, no, it's not just for African-American kids. And the reason why I say that, Larry, is because, and I use this quote, I will tell people that if it was just that way, I'd be doing the same thing Kennesaw Mountain Landis did to my great-grandfather. He did not integrate baseball back then. And so you're right. It's not just about the color of your skin. And sport does bring in all races. And it's a shame that sometimes, you know, we can all come together in a sports atmosphere and all come together and love each other in a sports atmosphere. But then sometimes we go home and things are different, or go back to your job and things are different. And so sports does find a way to bring everyone together. But like I said, unfortunately, sometimes when people go the other directions, that's not the same case.
Executive Director of the Josh Gibson Foundation, great-grandson Sean, always good to catch up, and congrats on all your accomplishments and more to come, Sean. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Larry. See you soon.
All right. And check out the Josh Gibson Foundation. They do a lot of great work.